World Press Freedom Day is such an important day. And for Zambia, it's a day that gives us an opportunity to see what has been done and also look at what could be done better maybe, and also reflect on where we want to be in terms of that press freedom, which is quite essential for the country and for the democracy itself, which, as you know, Zambia is known to be one of the countries that have been praised by many when it comes to adhering to the principles of democracy. And the press cannot be taken out of the equation. We play quite a key role in that area.
John, talking about reflections, some Zambian journalists I have spoken with have expressed concern that there appears to be a slight decrease in press freedom, and that, you know, governments, not this particular one, but previous governments have putting in measures, or supporters have intimidated, you know, the press to the extent that the gains that they anticipated having appear to be dwindling down. Your take?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, when we talk about where we were, recall that it's in the previous administration that left in 2021 when the Post was closed, and that's a newspaper that I worked for as managing editor. And it was in that administration again when we had Prime Television closed, and a few other radio stations had their licenses suspended. Apart from that, we had quite a number of incidences where journalists were intimidated, they were attacked by ruling party cadres. But of course, there are some journalists that have been arrested and charged with some serious criminalities simply for publishing something which is a right that journalists do. We have Thomas Liambo, who was arrested last December. I'm not too sure if you're aware of that. And was charged with sedition for publishing some material on an online platform. And a few others have also had issues, especially to do with the Cyber Security Act. So, yes, there could be a bit of an improvement, but that doesn't mean we are where we need to be in terms of press freedom, because we have these laws that are existing and still so much against the free practice of journalism. So it raises concerns. And when we talk about these laws, I think what we should begin to do now is to call for total reforms to ensure that we create an environment that will see journalists practicing freely without having to fear them, because that is the biggest problem right now.
Does that mean that your organization, the Press Freedom Initiative, will engage stakeholders, including the government, to ensure there's more free press, or journalists are not harassed or threatened in their line of work?
Yeah, we have done that before. In most of the work that we do, that engagement is one of the key factors to it. In terms of the legal reforms, those are things that we have actually lined up for the short term, or in the short term, where we want to find ways in which we can engage the government seriously, and then look at those existing laws and find ways in which we can appeal to them to incorporate them in the process of them putting across the legal reforms that have already been started. I had mentioned the cybersecurity law, which at the moment we have a bill, but it hasn't been tabled in the National Assembly yet. I know now we have been talking about access to information, which unfortunately would look like, oh, it's everything else that maybe journalists needed, but that's not correct. The other amendments that I can talk about is the repeal of the defamation of the president's law, which was contained in the Penal Code. It's no longer there. But that's just a tiny component of the several other laws that are existing.